Five men indicted on perjury charge in Leo Frank case. The Atlanta Journal, Friday, 22nd May, 1914, page 1, column 3. Ragsdale, Barber, Lehon, Thurman, and Tedder, named in true bills found by the grand jury. Daniel S. Lehon, Lieutenant of Detective W.J. Burns in the Frank case. Carlton C. Tedder, formerly a member of the city police force, latterly engaged as a private detective, and Arthur Thurman, a lawyer of Atlanta, were indicted Friday by the Fulton grand jury for subornation of perjury. Reverend C.B. Ragsdale, a minister who gave an affidavit to the defense that he heard one of two Negroes in an alley confess to the murder of Mary Fagan, and R.L. Barber, a stove repairer, who gave a supplementary affidavit that he recognized one of the Negroes as Jim Conley, were indicted for perjury. The grand jury recessed at 1:50 o'clock Friday afternoon to resume its investigation Tuesday morning. Investigation of the perjury and other charges growing out of the recent hearing of the extraordinary motion on behalf of Leo M. Frank was begun Friday morning by the Fulton grand jury. Reverend C.B. Ragsdale was the first witness called by Assistant Solicitor E.A. Stevens immediately after the grand jury convened at 10 o'clock. Solicitor Dorsey was engaged in court and did not appear in the jury room. Mr. Ragsdale was grilled by the grand jury until 12:30 o'clock. When he emerged from the room, his sons, who were waiting, would not let him talk. One of them, W.A. Ragsdale, said his father was not mentally responsible and could be led into saying anything suggested to him. If left to himself, Mr. Ragsdale would tell the direct truth, said the son. Another son said his father must not talk lest he drop some clue which would aid those against whom the state's activity is directed. Mr. Ragsdale made an affidavit for the defense, it will be remembered, saying he heard one of two Negroes in an alley confess the murder of Mary Fagan. Another affidavit by Barber, a stove repairer, gave Barber's identification of one of the two Negroes as Jim Conley. F. P. Callahan, a notary public who witnessed the affidavits by Barber and Ragsdale, was the second witness. He testified he went carefully over the affidavits with the two men, and both swore they were true. Three co-workers of Barber testified they saw Ragsdale talking with him several times in the few days immediately preceding the publication of the affidavit, and that Barber said something about a deal they had on. Their names were J.M. Carver, A.S. Jones, and D.G. Thomas. Genevieve Gooden, a stenographer in the office of Arthur Thurman, lawyer, testified she had seen Ragsdale often in Thurman's office, but never heard him talk about the confession. She didn't know of any money being paid to Ragsdale. L.P. Whitfield, a Burns detective agent, followed her into the grand jury room. He refused to discuss his testimony when he came out. Arthur Thurman was waiting to follow him. Their presence as witnesses was construed by observers to mean that the state was endeavoring to involve the Burns agency with the Ragsdale affidavit. J.K. Tippett, a stenographer in the office of Rosser, Brandon, Slayton, and Phillips, was the next witness. It was he who took down and reduced to written form the affidavits of Ragsdale and Barber in attorney L.Z. Rosser's office. The hearing on the motion to set aside the verdict in the Frank case, which is scheduled for Saturday, will be postponed until Friday, May 29th. Judge Hill will peremptorily set it for a hearing on that date. The postponement will be taken because Solicitor Dorsey is engaged in Superior Court. Saturday, Judge Hill will hold the hearing on the contempt proceeding against Detective William J. Burns and Dan S. Lehon, his lieutenant. These detectives were several days ago cited by Judge Hill to show cause why they should not be adjudged in contempt of court, for having set Annie Maud Carter, the Negress, out of the court's jurisdiction. Owing to the fact that Judge Arthur Powell, Burns' attorney, has been out of the city, the hearing has not been held. But it is said Judge Hill is determined to dispose of the case Saturday, and that he will brook no further delay. Judge Powell is expected in the city Friday, and it is reported Detective Burns will arrive here Saturday, in time for the hearing. Criminal business is temporarily suspended with Solicitor General Dorsey, busy preparing bills for the grand jury on the perjury charges in the Frank case, and with the hearing of the motion to set aside the verdict in the case postponed from Saturday until someday next week, Judge Ben H. Hill announced Thursday that there would be no routine criminal business in his branch of the Superior Court next week.